the chairman of the Federal Reserve offered a stark warning about inflation today. In front of the Senate Banking Committee, Jerome Powell said the road back to stable prices looks to be long and bumpy. And he says it will likely take interest rates that are higher than expected to get prices under control. The Fed has already raised interest rates 8 times in the last year, and the prospect of even higher rates is weighing on the stock market. NPR's Scott Horsley is here to explain. Scott, this is a much more ominous outlook than Powell was offering a month ago. What changed?
Yeah, inflation's proving to be more stubborn than a lot of forecasters had expected. And despite the Fed's best efforts to tap the brakes with higher interest rates, both hiring and spending have remained really strong. Employers added more than 500,000 jobs in January. At the same time, shoppers were opening their wallets at department stores and restaurants and car dealers. All that spending and all that hiring tends to put more upward pressure on prices. Now, there is some question about whether January's activity was kind of a fluke driven by unusually warm weather that month, and we are going to learn a lot more in the next couple of weeks about how the job market and spending fared in February. But if the February numbers are anything like what we saw the month before, Powell says he and his colleagues are going to have to push the brakes a little bit harder.
The latest economic data have come in stronger than expected, which suggests that the ultimate level of interest rates is likely to be higher than previously anticipated.
Most investors have been expecting the Fed to raise rates by a quarter percentage point at its next meeting in a couple of weeks. But after Powell's testimony today, markets are now betting on a larger half-point rate hike. The stock market isn't crazy about that idea. The Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled 575 points today, or about 1.7%.
All right, so investors are not too happy. What are lawmakers saying about the Fed's plan?
For the most part, lawmakers have been willing to give the Fed a lot of latitude to do whatever it takes to get prices under control. You know, nobody likes high inflation. But you are hearing some grumbling about the potential fallout of these higher interest rates, especially the possibility that it could lead to a weaker job market. Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown, who chairs the Banking Committee, says it's important that the Fed not undermine workers' newfound bargaining power. And Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren blasted the central bank strategy, saying it threatens to put 2 million people out of work.
Chair Powell, you are gambling with people's lives. You cling to the idea that there's only one solution, lay off millions of workers. We need a Fed that will fight for families.
Now, Powell says the Fed is not trying to put anybody out of work, but he does argue high inflation is also hurting families.
Will working people be better off if we just walk away from our jobs and inflation remains 5-6%?
Powell also warned that if high inflation were to become entrenched, then it would be hard to have a strong job market going forward.
Let's talk about the debt ceiling. Powell was asked about that today as well. What did he say?
Yeah, Congress needs to raise the debt ceiling, or else by sometime this summer or maybe early fall, the federal government won't be able to pay all of its bills. House Republicans are demanding some unspecified spending cuts in exchange for their votes to raise the debt limit. Democrats say that's reckless and that the Republicans are treating the full faith and credit of the government as a bargaining chip. Powell was trying to steer clear of this partisan fight today, but he did say there's only one way to avoid a potentially costly government default.
Whatever else may happen will happen, but Congress really needs to raise the debt ceiling. That's the only way out. And if we fail to do so, I think that the consequences are hard to estimate, but they could be extraordinarily adverse and could do longstanding harm.
The last time we had a showdown like this back in 2011, it really rattled financial markets, and that's the last thing that a fragile economy needs now is a rerun of that costly game of chicken.
NPR's Scott Horsley, thank you.
You're welcome.